This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here are this week's top headlines. Gathering for Mother Earth to be held this weekend, September 23rd and 24th, and draft Lanel Swyce public comment period still open. Gathering for Mother Earth to be held this weekend, September 23rd and 24th. Tewe Women United, along with many other community organizations, welcome all communities to bring their families and friends to the 10th Annual Gathering for Mother Earth. The gathering will be held on Saturday, September 23rd and Sunday, September 24th from sunrise to sunset at Pohaki Bend's Gathering Grounds on Highway 502 in Pohaki, New Mexico. The gathering is an event which brings together community-based organizations and grassroots activists living in and around United States military and nuclear weapons sites in New Mexico, the country, and throughout the world. The gathering raises environmental awareness about radiation, transportation, and health risks, while nurturing and encouraging the healing of the mind, heart, and spirit. Activities will include healing arts, ecological safety information, drumming circles, Senkawi relay run, health-related information sharing, raffle prizes, solar cooking and produce, arts and crafts, alternative energy and activities for youth. The Saturday evening communal meal entrees will include traditional foods such as the Three Sisters, beans, corns, and squash, as well as buffalo and salmon. The Senkawi relay run will begin at the Pohaki Powwow Grounds just after the sunrise ceremony around 6:30. If you are interested in participating in the run, then please contact Tewe Women United by phone at 505-747-3259 or email tewewomen@cybermesa.com. A representative of Tewe Women United described this year's gathering as focused on, quote, giving love and thanks to the spirit of the oneness in water. Mother Earth and her life givers need loving care to support us on our life journeys. Now is the critical time for female energy wisdom to unite for ecosystematic sustenance to ignite global peace and stop the violence against Mother Earth. We encourage all cultures, all ages, schools, communities, and families to bring intergenerational thinking to this holistic event. Come prepared to participate in revitalizing beloved community energy to nurture all relations. Watch the life of the river return, end quote. Draft Lanel Swyce public comment period still open. Comments are still being accepted regarding the draft site-wide environmental impact statement for Los Alamos National Laboratory, SWICE. The draft SWICE recommends quadrupling plutonium pit production, the core of a nuclear bomb, such as the one the United States dropped on Nagasaki, Japan, and states that there will be no disproportionate adverse health impacts from the increase in nuclear weapons activities. Elizabeth Withers, Department of Energy Manager for the SWICE, stated, quote, all comments that I received by September 30th will be considered in the preparation of the final SWICE. Any comments received after that point will receive consideration to the extent practicable, end quote. Withers recommends submitting comments after September 20th by email to lanel_swyce@doeal.gov or by fax to 505-667-5948. Sample comments are available from Nuclear Watch New Mexico at www.nukewatch.org and from Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety at www.nuclearactive.org. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues, please visit our webpage at www.nuclearactive.org.